October 10th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. We've got some election news for you today, dealing with what, again, is the most important aspect. This election will be won or lost in the courts, not the voting booths. Although, at this point, the Kamala Harris campaign is in such dire straits, we might actually be able to win this thing clean in the voting booth, is how bad it's getting. No, we're now seeing, in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, what they're going to do in North Carolina. Now, I'm not convinced this is going to flip the state blue. North Carolina will go red. But if they are going to try to pull anything, they are going to try to use changing the rules and mail-in ballots and all this stuff to do it in North Carolina. And so we'll tell you the update with that. We also have important Senate races. So we're going to play some of these Senate debates are happening now. We're going to play some clips from some of these Senate debates and show you that. Strange story out of Trump Tower, Chicago. Very strange story out of Trump Tower, Chicago. Could be innocent enough, could also be something really bad. So we'll tell you about that today, too. And this whole abortion issue the Democrats are trying to use to get mostly single-issue voters, women, out to the polls, or there might even be, you know, these women convincing men, hey, you need to go out and vote with me. You need to go out and vote for Harris with me so I can have an abortion. You know, maybe there's a little bit of that, but it's really just the single-issue voters, the women. But it was Harris and Walz saying, oh, no, we're not for up-to-birth abortion. Well, in multiple states, up-to-birth abortion is actually on the ballot. In multiple states, it's actually in the law. And then it's like their own politicians don't even know what the law is. Isn't that strange? Or they're just lying. And that's Gretchen Whitmer, who now she's doing a podcast. There's so many podcasts. I don't even know what goes on with these things. But she's doing some weird, sacrilegious, Eucharistic type display with this podcast host feeding her a Dorito while she's on her knees. It's things are getting very strange. Okay. Things are getting very strange as we're getting closer to the election from these Democrats. And I mean, at this point, the Biden administration has just totally flatlined. And it's like Kamala can't really separate herself from the Biden administration. She's had the opportunity multiple times. Her spokesperson goes on CNN with another opportunity to distance herself from Biden and basically goes with the same card that Kamala plays is, well, clearly I'm not Biden. I'm a woman of color. So they won't distance themselves from Biden, but this administration is petering out. And Anthony Mayorkas is like just complete demon scum. I mean, this guy is truly just an absolute rat. Just the worst. One of the worst of all time. And so we learn more about that. And then we'll look at Texas, where Elon Musk is spending a lot of money, but so is George Soros. Who do you think spent more money in Texas? Who do you think spent more money in Texas? So we'll tell you about that as well. We also have some other illegal immigrant news. They're pistol whipping women in Dallas. Venezuelan gang members pistol whipping women in Dallas, Texas. That's very nice. And they're also trying to get non-citizens to vote in Texas this election cycle as well. Oh, yeah, they said it's not happening, but and they try to do it. So we'll show you that today, too.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Like 25 days? Does it feel like less than a month? Does it feel like we're almost there? Are you ready? Are you ready? Kamala Harris, ladies and gentlemen. Now, for the last 3 days, so it would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and now today's Thursday. For the last 3 days, we have watched Kamala Harris's poll numbers just tank and then tank and then tank again. This is the worst she's polled against Trump. She's now behind in almost every swing state. The political odds markets have Trump now at 10 points up. Nationally. So what are they going to do? What are they going to do? And it's reaching a point where you really just can't find Kamala Harris supporters. And I'm not saying they aren't out there. I'm just saying there's no real political movement behind her. There's no voter base of people that aren't just emotionally inclined to vote for a woman or emotionally inclined to vote for abortion or emotionally inclined to vote against Trump. There's no legitimate voter base. Nobody's going there thinking about the economy or safety or education or the border and voting for Kamala Harris. That just doesn't exist. And the more she talks, the worse it gets. There's already rumors about her being an alcoholic and being drunk all the time. Then she goes on Colbert and has a beer on national TV. It's just not good. So what are they going to do? Well, we know the option that they took in 2020 was to just cheat, to just come up with as many votes as you possibly can, change all the rules without going through the legislative bodies in multiple states. That's what was supposed to be investigated and protested at the congressional level on January 6th, and then that got sabotaged, so it never happened. So they have that option, and it looks like they may try to take that option in North Carolina. But, I mean, you're reaching a point now where if Biden got 300,000 illegitimate votes in Wisconsin, and the numbers were all around 300,000. If you go and look at it, you can see it's very obvious. In Wisconsin, 3 o'clock in the morning, Biden got like 250,000 votes. In Michigan, it was like 300,000. Pennsylvania was like 350,000. Georgia, it was around 200,000. But they were triple counting ballots all day too. In Atlanta, and then all the shenanigans in Arizona. There's kind of a different story there. But in those four states, we know the story. In Atlanta and Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, and in Michigan, we know the story. So they can try to play that card again, but it's going to take more than 300,000 votes this time. It might be too obvious. It might be too big to rig, as the 2024 saying goes. They'd have to come up with probably 500,000 in Pennsylvania. They'll probably have to come up with at least 300,000 in Wisconsin and probably like 400,000 in Michigan. I guess they could do it, but it's going to be a lot harder this time. We know about their mail-in vote mules. We know about them triple counting, quadruple counting ballots. As long as there's poll watchers in there, they'll catch them. So it's going to be interesting for them to try to pull that when we already know what they did in 2020. But it looks like there could be something happening in North Carolina, which in my view still, I think Trump needs to win. Although I got to say, I might have to update the election map today. I mean, the Harris campaign, Kamala Harris is in such bad shape politically right now that it might be time to update the old political map. It might be time. North Carolina areas impacted by Hurricane Helene receive emergency voting measures. The election board passes new rules to help voters in communities devastated by Helene. Now, this could go either way. This is obviously necessary. It could be a good thing. But, you know, you got to be wary. You got to be wary whenever Democrats are in here, voter boards are in here, election boards are in here, changing the rules. North Carolina residents impacted by Helene likely to see some voting changes. How Hurricane Helene may affect the election in North Carolina. 13 counties. Early voting is starting next week, but many of the facilities are still inoperable, damaged. So they're going to allow cross-county voting and other modified operations. Election officials in western North Carolina are scrambling to restore voting operations after Hurricane Helene left several county election boards unable to process ballots just weeks before the presidential election. Some of them don't even have electricity. The buildings are just gone. The residents aren't even sure if or when they can even get back. Absentee ballot rules, polling site changes for 13 counties. Now, if you're in North Carolina, here are the counties that are going to be affected by this. Ashe, Avery, Buncombe, Haywood, Henderson, Madison, McDowell, Mitchell, Polk, Rutherford, Transylvania, Watauga, and Yancey. And those are mostly red districts. There's some blue strongholds there, specifically in the Asheville area. But these are mostly red counties. In fact, if you guys want, could you pull up the 2020 or even 2016? Either one would be fine. If you pull up the last two presidential elections with Trump on the ballot, you pull up North Carolina, you can look at these counties, the election results, guys, Wikipedia, New York Times, probably CNN, whichever one you guys want to pull up. All the data is pretty much like 98% the same as the next one. But we'll just show you. These are mostly red counties. New tools for western North Carolina voters in flood area. Easier to request absentee ballots. Easier to request absentee ballots. They've started up a new website, securevotenorthcarolina.com. SecureVoteNC.com is the actual site. In a key change, voters can now request and receive an absentee ballot in person at their local board of elections. Voters can request up to 5 p.m. the Monday before election, November 4th. If you have already requested an absentee ballot and need it to be sent to a new location, contact your county board of elections to spoil your current ballot and reissue a ballot to your new location. So this stuff's got all kinds of potential issues looming. Crew has the map up on the screen. That was 2020, as you can see. Most of these counties are red. The only one that's not is Buncombe, and that's Asheville. That's an even better map, actually, right there. It's not as detailed, so you can just basically look at the counties. And that's 2016 in front of us now, where Trump beat Clinton by about 200,000 votes. So Buncombe is the only county on that screen that went for Clinton. Yeah, guys, kind of just pop up each one there quickly so we can just kind of look at these splits. So, yeah, Trump in these red counties is getting in the 60s of all these red counties. He's getting in the 60%. So these are the counties that we have on the screen here. It's in the 70s there. These are the counties that were flashing on the screen here that are devastated by Helene, and that will be changing some of the rules for this upcoming election. So it's a little concerning. I will say that is a little concerning. Now there's all these mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, ballots that have already sent out. Now you can get another one. Change of address, all kinds of funky stuff that can happen here. All kinds of funky stuff. Problems with the United States Postal Service might disrupt mail-in voting, election officials say. Could it affect North Carolina? Now, they've been saying this for days and weeks, really, probably months, but they're really normally talking about Pennsylvania. They're going to count Pennsylvania till Harris wins. I mean, it's pretty clear to me. At this point, they're just going to steal Pennsylvania. I mean, Trump might have a chance to pull off Wisconsin, but again, the Democrats won in the courts, so they can stuff mail-in ballots. There's no voter signatures required. So I don't know. I think it they'll have to probably quadruple count ballots in Philadelphia if they have the 10-1 poll watchers like they do right now. We'll see what's happening with the RNC's lawsuit in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's cut and dry. You have to have each party has to get equal representation so long as the effort is there. The Republicans have thousands of poll watchers that are trying to get in. They got rejected. So currently in Pennsylvania, it's 10-1 poll watchers, Democrats to Republicans. They'll triple count the ballots and they can stuff mail-in ballots all day long. And I think they've made it clear with the headlines that they'll just count ballots until Harris wins Pennsylvania. That's their plan. So I'd like to say Trump would win Pennsylvania. I think Trump would win Pennsylvania just like he did in 2016 and 2020, but we know what goes on there. And then there's Michigan, run by Democrats, just corrupt as hell. You get a very similar story in Detroit. And then there's Wisconsin, which is a legitimate swing state, would probably go for Trump. But there's shenanigans in Milwaukee. The Democrats control the Supreme Court. They're allowing no voter signature verification and all kinds of other stuff, so they can play shenanigans there too. Otherwise, I do believe Trump wins those three states, and it really, at that point, it almost doesn't matter what happens in North Carolina. But now you feel like this opens the gates a little bit in North Carolina, where I think Trump otherwise would have been a shoo-in. Now it's a little, Now you get a little concerned about that. So we'll see what happens with 25 days and some odd hours till Election Day. But that is a little concerning, I will say. That is a little concerning. Now, the Harris campaign, as I've said, is just it's falling off a cliff. But it's getting so bad now where it's like, I don't know, she might not be able to get many people to vote for her at all at this point. And so her spokesperson goes on CNN. They give her another chance. It's like, have you gotten the messaging right now? You have to find a way to separate yourself from Biden's policies, and they still can't figure out how to do it properly. And so the spokesperson on CNN says the same thing Kamala says, which is nothing, except she's a woman, That's the difference. So she's basically Joe Biden, her own spokesperson, can't even answer the question, clip 22.
Vice President Harris has been asked repeatedly how she's different than President Biden, and some people think she's been tripped up by answering that. How do you think she is different than President Biden?
Well, first of all, whatever the differences is between them, it's not nearly as vast as the difference between her and Donald Trump. She's obviously a woman. She is a woman of color, and she is of a new generation. So she is not Joe Biden, as much as they want to try to make her Joe Biden. But she was and is part of the Biden administration.
So that's not the messaging you need right there. Yeah, okay, she's a woman of color. Now, we've lived through 4 years of Biden. It's been a disaster. And you still can't even get the messaging right to separate yourself politically from Biden. And this is your third opportunity now on national news, national media to do so, and you still can't even do it. Her whole campaign is inept. Nobody wants to work for her. And this whole idea, new generation, she's not a new generation. She's like 60 years old. Guys, how old is she? Like she's 62? What do you mean new generation? She's been involved in government and politics virtually her whole life. Off the streets and under Willie Brown's desk. And the rest is history, as they say. New generation. Give me a break. She's 59. Is she older than Obama? She's like Obama's age. She's not a new generation. There's no new generation. I don't care how young and hip you try to present her. It's not working. Vance is the new generation, actually. And then what are they doing in Texas? New Texas SOS advisory allows non-citizen licenses as voter ID. You know, I don't know if you could do this on the air because you might have to show personal information to do this. I don't know. I've never seen this before. I've lived in two states. I've lived in Missouri. I grew up in Missouri. And then obviously I live in Texas, lived here since 2016. You can't even get an ID. You can't even get a driver's license in Texas. Can't even do it. And I actually have an expired license, expired this year. I've been pulled over with it and I've shown the officers. And I'm like, yeah, you guys know how hard it is to get a license. And they nod their head and they're like, yeah, that's reasonable. It's like you can't even get into the Texas DMV. If I tried to sign in, I had an appointment, and it's like you have to have an appointment, which you think, oh, that's great. You don't have to wait in line. Well, until something comes up and you can't make your appointment, and then you're screwed. And, you know, that's kind of how life goes, isn't it? Something comes up. You'd like it to be flexible. So if I try to get a new license, I'd have to get a appointment for probably January, February, maybe longer than that. And the cops know it. But if you're a non-citizen, the government puts you on a fast track program and you can get a license. And now you can use that as a voter ID. How about that? A new advisory from the Texas Secretary of State's office directs election workers to accept driver's licenses issued to non-citizens as voter identification, even though state-issued training materials indicate that they should not be accepted. The advisory issued Tuesday afternoon also fails to mention that naturalization certificates may be used as voter ID. The Texas Department of Public Safety does issue driver's licenses and personal identification cards to lawfully present non-citizens, but the IDs are clearly marked temporary visitor or limited term and expire after 1 year or when the person's period of lawful presence expires. But you can now use that to vote. And the election workers are told to accept it? So, okay. There's your big plan. Remember, we played the tape of AOC earlier this week saying, we're turning Texas blue. They're running Colin Allred against Ted Cruz. You know, they spent gobs of money on Beto. And in Austin, it was like you couldn't go anywhere without seeing that buck-toothed freak show. But Allred is running a real quiet campaign, and I think that that's probably by design. This whole far-left lunatic freak show Beto campaign was a three-time-in-a-row loser. So they're kind of running a quieter campaign and trying to, you know, professional it up, make it look more to the center. They haven't spent nearly as much money on his campaign as they have Beto, the three-time loser. I still don't see Texas going blue. But see, they say, oh, we don't need a SAVE Act. The law's already on the books. They're telling you in Texas to allow non-citizen votes and accept a non-citizen as ID. So I guess, after all, we do need the SAVE Act. Isn't that funny? Now, I'm not saying Texas is in play. I'm just saying they're still pulling off as many shenanigans as they can, folks. They're still pulling off as many shenanigans as they possibly can. I would hope the governor, or maybe it would be more appropriate for the attorney general to get involved here, because this cannot be accepted. You should not accept a non-citizen's ID as a voter ID. It is against the law, and they should not be voting. But there you go. There you go. But Mike Johnson couldn't even get the SAVE Act passed. Couldn't even get it passed. So, there you go. Thanks, Mike Johnson. Thanks for giving us that. Yeah, there's that. Honestly, if you're not in Texas, it probably wasn't as bad for you. But I'm sure you saw that bucktooth loser, too. Beto was about as cringe as Kamala Harris. And he was actually kind of the Democrat that coined the, yes, we're going to take your assault weapons. Yes, we're going to take your AR-15s. Beto is the one that kind of coined that and popularized that. Now Tim Walz says it. Now Kamala Harris says it. Now Joe Biden says it. But it was actually, it was Beto O'Rourke, the fake Hispanic, who's actually Irish. His name is Robert Francis. So another Democrat chameleon. But we got rid of him for you. You're welcome, America. We made sure you never had to deal with that freak ever again. He may try to stick his ugly head back out of the ground sometime, though. But we'll put him right back down. We'll put him right back down politically. Unless, of course, they bring in 10 million non-citizens and have them voting in Texas. Then that might be a problem. Something has to be done about that. I anticipate something will before Election Day.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Thank you. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency, controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I mean, that's creepy. It is the Halloween season, after all. If you want to scare somebody, you can be Beto O'Rourke for Halloween. Who do you think spent more money in Texas in this election cycle? George Soros or Elon Musk? George Soros has spent $2.1 million this election cycle in Texas, going to the Texas Majority PAC, and that's the Democrats trying to turn Texas blue, is what that is. Elon Musk, the Elon Musk Trust, spent $1 million on the Texans for Lawsuit Reform PAC. Now, that's an interesting one because, of course, Musk is going through the weaponized court systems and weaponized lawyers. And so he knows what frivolous, illegitimate political persecution and lawfare looks like. He's dealing with it himself. So I found that to be very interesting that he's funding the Texans for Lawsuit Reform. Yeah. And actually, it's really The law in Texas is actually pretty good dealing with a lot of this stuff. Unfortunately, I know too much about it. It's the lawsuits and it's the politicization of the judges, the attorneys. It's become weaponized with these lawsuits. And so that's the real problem. And Elon Musk knows that very well. We here at InfoWars are very aware of that. Very aware indeed. But again, there's the law is actually good. There's plenty of things to protect you from frivolous lawsuits, and there's essentially, you know, there's punishment, there's payback if you have frivolous lawsuits. The problem is you can't get a fair shot in a lot of these districts. So you're sitting here dealing with this illegitimate bullcrap, going through depositions and hearings and trials, and it's just like, never had a chance. So there's that. All right. I wasn't going to cover this, and then the crew brought me this story. And I'm definitely seeing some of it. Maybe I would intro it like this. I think that most of my audience probably doesn't spend too much time on social media. Maybe X for news, but that's probably about it. And so you don't see all this other content creation that goes on where you might not be watching, let's say, adult themed content, but I mean, you're right on the edge with what some of these women are doing to get views, to create content, and to make money on the internet. And so they have large followings. And so the Democrats have been reaching out to a lot of these people. And I'm not saying that's what this girl does. I don't know anything about this girl who's reporting this, but that's what they're doing, is they're going after this kind of niche influencer crowd that has a large following, and they're saying, hey, we need you to promote Kamala Harris, we'll pay you for it. So one influencer here, that's I guess what they're called, is influencers. So one influencer here is talking about how the Democrats are offering money to promote their stuff, and a lot of people are obviously taking it because it's pretty good money. So here she is explaining in clip 11.
Did you guys know that the Democratic Party is paying people on TikTok thousands and thousands of dollars to make videos talking about how awesome the Democratic Party is? I know, because they've offered me nearly $15,000 to do just that, to try to take attention away from that old genocide thing. And I also know because I've unfortunately had to follow mutuals who started posting content suspiciously in line with the pitches I received to do just that within around 48 hours of me receiving those pitches. And suspiciously, nobody is disclosing on TikTok that they are getting paid to make videos just like this. So since nobody wants to tell you the Democrats are paying them thousands of dollars to talk about how awesome the Democrats are, I'm going to tell you, you guys should be aware that when you see videos like that, the Democrats are actively paying people to talk about how awesome the Democrats are. I've received two pitches so far to date. I received one that was to make ongoing videos monthly leading up to the election. And I received another one that was to fearmonger specifically about Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation. If you follow me, if you listen to my podcast, you know I have 4 hours of content talking about the Heritage Foundation and Project 2025, okay? It's not good. It's all ass. But I resent the way that the Democrats are trying to fearmonger like it's something new and some unique horror you need to be terrified of in order to coerce you into voting for them with bad information.
It's not even true, actually.
The Heritage Foundation has been ass since it was incepted in the 1970s, and Project 2025 is just the newest name for the Mandate for Leadership, which is their document that comes out every single election cycle and has since 1980, trying to influence Republican politicians on how to vote. And you also should probably know that Heritage Foundation trustees are actively endorsing both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, and that Barack Obama famously worked with them in the past for policy. Are they conservative? Yes, but they're not exactly super partisan, and that probably also is why Kamala Harris is saying that she will definitely want to seat a Republican in her cabinet. I keep saying, you know, socialists are punching right and the Democrats are standing there. Why are you standing there? Anyway, since people making videos online aren't disclosing to you that they're getting paid thousands of dollars to do so. I just want you, consumers of media, to know that people are being paid thousands of dollars to make those videos. Yeah, you should be aware. And a lot, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of fucking money. When I realized it was like, I could have made $15,000 in 4 months if I was just like, you know what, really, guys, the Democrats are pretty cool. Right. I think they're really cool.
So that's good. Now, again, Kamala goes on that Call Her Daddy podcast that has a segment called The Slut Club, I think is what it's called. We've shared other influencers on social media that have basically reported the same thing. So I'm wondering, how far are the Democrats going? Would they sink so low? I think we both know the answer to this. I just don't know. I haven't seen it yet. Would they sink so low to go into the porn industry to try to get voters? Well, the answer is now in front of me. Democrats now hoping porn addiction will save Kamala Harris. No, really. Hands off my porn. Adult film industry launches campaign against Trump over rumored industry crackdown. Now, we'll talk more about Project 2025 and their lies about it later with some other news that I have. I think that that's in Project 2025's latest release, is to ban pornography. So I think that that's probably the genesis of where this comes from. I haven't seen Trump say anything about it. We're now seeing the desperation portion of the Democrat Party's campaign as we head into the last stretches of the 2024 election. The porn industry has appeared and will now be backing Kamala Harris in hopes that they have that the hold porn has over people will shift attitudes and help Harris along. Porn sites will run ads in swing states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and North Carolina promoting the Hands Off My Porn campaign, hoping that people, especially men, will become single-issue voters and vote strictly to protect porn usage. And then there's some examples from the Red State story here. You know, I stick to mostly political news, but I'll go into some cultural stuff as well, and I just get sick of it, to be honest. Like, and I said this yesterday, some of these streamers that Trump has gone on with, they host porn stars, they do weird adult-themed content too, just like maybe not as blatant, and it's not part of the program, like the Call Her Daddy thing that Harris went on, but they do it too. They bring porn stars on and do weird stuff and, you know, kink stuff, whatever. And I'm just like, I don't even like talk. Like, I don't want to talk about, I don't want to hear about your sex. I don't care. I don't want to hear about it. Leave the kids out of it and just leave me alone with it. I don't even like talking about it. It's just, it's not even like an uncomfortable thing. It's just like, it's just distasteful. Why do people care so much? But then I saw this, and I wasn't going to cover any of this. Because I just don't even, I don't think you want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. But now I see that the Democrats are obviously going to be going after this industry, and they're probably even going to be paying. I wouldn't be surprised if they start trying to pay or already have paid these OnlyFans models that have millions of viewers. OnlyFans models. It's like your new generation of porn star, basically. So they're probably going after that industry, too, if they haven't already. And look, to me, it's more of a libertarian thing. I understand the argument for banning it. I just don't want to get the government involved. Age restrictions, probably good. So I just leave it there. I don't think you need to ban it. I just would say don't consume it. It's really that simple. I don't think you need to ban cigarettes either. You shouldn't consume them. If somebody wants to go smoke a cigarette, fine. I don't think you should ban drugs. Wouldn't suggest you go try crack. But you want to go do crack? Fine. So I kind of felt the same way about the porn industry. But, you know, I got to say, I heard this segment on Patrick Bet David. And I have to say, it almost might have changed my mind. When you hear what one of the owners, a rabbi, one of the owners of the largest
porn sites in the world talking about how he wants to normalize it. Here, listen for yourself.
Out of all the businesses you guys could buy, why did you guys target buying Pornhub?
Yeah, so we saw an extraordinary opportunity. You know, the fact that it's newsworthy or noteworthy that we've made the acquisition, that should tell you that this is a space that has not had mainstream investment, right? That it's a space, I always said, it's a business that's legal. Not only is it legal, but in every Western democracy, it's constitutionally protected. It could not be outlawed, even if you wanted to, but it doesn't have that legitimacy. And one of the reasons for that, and we started to examine the business further, was that nobody wanted to say we are the owners of a major adult company, right? Everyone, they wanted the benefits of owning a major adult company. It's a profitable business. But nobody wanted to be out front and engaging with other tech
because there's a rightful stigma that comes with it.
Law enforcement, with regulation, in that sort of way that the modern tech industry has to. So we saw in that this arbitrage opportunity, right, where if people who come from, you know, the mainstream professional networks, whether it's law enforcement, tech, finance, et cetera, this is an opportunity to really bring this industry into the 21st century. We saw an extraordinary opportunity to do that with this, you know, this jewel of an asset, Pornhub, but obviously the entire company.
I love it. You said jewel of an asset.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you some stats here that we see. So one, it says 2018, Pornhub alone witnessed a jaw drop in 5.8 billion hours of content consumption, which, by the way, is kind of strange because most men should only be watching for a minute or two, right? But this is like when you hear 5.8 billion
hours. Patrick, our average visit is about 10 and a half minutes.
They probably got off the computer and left the website on, but there's a different story there. So that's nearly 665 centuries of material over a single platform in just 1 year. Here's another one for you. The world was flocking to Pornhub in 2018 with a whopping 63,992 new visitors per minute. Is that true? 63,992 new visitors per month.
Doesn't sound unreasonable.
33.5 billion visitors. Insane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the most popular day to visit Pornhub is Sunday. You guys got all these different stats. And you even put up a stat recently on which state consumed the least while the election was going on and who was committed to it. So you're also involved in the election stuff that's going on, right? But at the same time, you got a petition. I think something came out that says more than 2.2 million people have signed an online petition to shut down the site. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that the topic of pornography has always been a divisive one. I think it has to do with the topic of sexuality in general, right? There are always going to be different views about human sexuality, and pornography is just
divisive.
Emblematic of those.
I think it's people don't want to talk about it because it's
your face. That's the nature of it. It's
gross.
It's sex for the public. So you're going to have people who have really deeply held convictions about the proper place of sex in our society, and that's a good debate. There's nothing wrong with that debate. But you take 2.5 million signatures. We have 130 million daily active.
No, that's
users.
Not the debate.
So people have voted with their mice and with their feet in terms of where they're going to go. But of course, it's going to be a subject of public debate.
So let me just be clear. This is not a segment of judgment here. Okay. This is not a segment of judgment. Porn is obviously, it's probably as addictive as crack. I think they've done studies where it has the same effect on your brain as crack. Now, the crew has found some other stories here that yes, the Democrats have already gone into the porn industry and tried to pay some of these quote-unquote models and stars to promote Kamala Harris. So this is already going on. So I got to say, after hearing that, I am almost to the point where maybe it just should be banned. Or maybe that should be the discussion. This guy says, we need to talk about sex and in public and in society. No, we don't. No, we don't. Why? What do you mean we have? Who wants to talk about this? You freaks want to talk about this stuff. I'm to the point now where it's like, let's just go ahead and ban it. And you know, I wonder. And by the way, I was going to cover this. Look, just let's tie this all together here. You know, Donald Trump recently went to a memorial for the victims from the October 7th attack in Israel. And he put on the yarmulke, hangs out with Ben Shapiro, does the whole thing. And he's trying to get Jewish voters to vote for him. He's trying to flip that vote. He's trying to win New York. I think he views the Jewish vote in New York as a way to win it. I'm not saying he doesn't care. I'm just saying I think that there is probably a political angle to it, too. And it's just not working. 71% of U.S. Jewish voters in swing states favor Harris. And almost every poll, and this is why Trump says, I don't get it. If you're pro-Israel, how can you vote for a Democrat? And the truth is, the Israel lobby, AIPAC, owns both parties. But there's no doubt there's much more support that comes from the Republican aisle, at least publicly speaking. When they all go vote, they all vote the same. But as far as public perception is concerned, the Republicans will be much louder cheerleaders for Israel. So I don't get it either, why Democrats would vote or why Jews would vote Democrat. But every poll indicates that they're still majority Democrat voters. And so Trump is trying to flip that, and it's not working. But okay, who runs the porn industry? A rabbi owns Pornhub. A rabbi. Who mainstreamed, who took this adult entertainment platform and mainstreamed it in America? It was Girls Gone Wild. The owner of that was also Jewish. Now, I'm not getting off on some big Jewish conspiracy thing here. These are just facts. So now they're going to use this industry to convince people with something they're addicted to, like, hey, you want your crack? You better vote Democrat, to go out and vote for Kamala Harris. I mean, this is real nasty political trickery here. So I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't ban it. Maybe we should just put the Star of David on all the videos that they put up. How about that? I don't know. You think that they'd like that? I mean, he's so proud of it. This rabbi, he's so proud of it. He wants to normalize the conversation. He wants to normalize it. And now all the workers in this industry that's run by rabbis, they all want to convince you to vote for Kamala Harris. And they want to tell you that dirty Donald Trump wants to take away your crack. So you should just own it. Why don't you just put the Star of David on all your content? Every video on your website, Pornhub, put the Star of David on those videos. Why don't you just own it since you're so proud? Or is something else going on here? Something a little more dirty, trickery, mischievous going on here? So I've never been on this bandwagon of banning porn. And then I heard that. And now I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's time to join that conversation. Maybe it's time to actually put a little pressure on here. I wonder what the numbers are like in Texas and other states. I thought that they did ban it, but you actually just have to, I guess, show a digital ID. I bet you the numbers are so far down. And we've had the whistleblowers on. You know how many underage people are going onto these websites? They don't do anything about it. There have been trafficking allegations they don't do anything about. They just pay these people off because they have unlimited money. So no, this is a nasty industry, and now they're trying to convince their addicts to vote Democrat. Jeez. So you know what? Maybe we should just ban it. Maybe we should just ban it. But I look, what goes on there with all the stuff behind the scenes, I guarantee you it's even worse than we know, folks. I guarantee you it's even worse than we know. And even with some of the whistleblowers we've had on, I guarantee you it's worse than we know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where this quote comes from. It might be real. It might not. But I mean, I'm telling you, there is major subversion happening with this stuff. And it is basically like widespread crack that he says, oh, anybody can get it with the click of a mouse. Yeah, well, maybe, you know what? Maybe that's a problem, actually. So how about this then? You should know. Al Goldstein, that Wikipedia credits with normalizing pornography in the West, you should know the next time that you want to open your browser and go to one of these sites, I'm not sitting here in judgment, but you should know the next time you do that,
The person on the other end of that is trying to mess you up. The person on the other side of that is trying to destroy you. The person on the other side of that wants to deceive you and destroy you. You need to know that. That has been weaponized against you. The levels of propaganda go beyond just the crack. It's like if you smoked crack and then somehow it implanted ideas into your mind. So I don't want to go any further on this, but that's how, okay, so I guess getting into the larger argument, that's how desperate they are, ladies and gentlemen. They're telling addicts that you better vote Harris or you're going to lose access to your addiction. You're going to lose access to this thing that you're addicted to that's destroying your brain. Which, of course, is not even true, but, you know, maybe it should be. Maybe it should be. All right. When we come back in the second hour, I want to get into some of these Senate debates that are happening. A Senate debate in California with Steve Garvey, a Senate debate in Arizona with Carrie Lake. We'll show you the latest freak shows from the Democrats, including Kamala Harris and then Gretchen Whitmer in one of the weirdest things that you've ever seen. And then we got some other news as well coming up in the next hour. Folks, remember at thealexjonesstore.com, you can still enter the raffle to win the monster truck. And now the raffle entries have, I think they're like four times now. When you buy a t-shirt at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries to win the monster truck right there featured on the screen. And so there are throwback t-shirts, some of the original t-shirts from InfoWars dating decades ago that Alex first launched InfoWars with, some of those t-shirts. Then there's some new t-shirts as well at thealexjonesstore.com, new ones every day. There's Halloween-themed t-shirts as well. We've also got the War Room t-shirt that just went live at thealexjonesstore.com. We're going to have another War Room t-shirt coming up on the site as well. And we've also just added some hoodies. It is fall. It may not feel like it in some places, but it is fall. It'll get cold soon if it isn't yet. So you can now get hoodies as well at thealexjonesstore.com. And with every purchase, entries to win the raffle for the monster truck.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
Say this, as we have Elon Musk on the screen, I think that we should definitely ban all this adult-themed stuff from X. It should be banned on X. I don't see its purpose there, but who knows? Maybe that's what that, maybe part of Elon's trip to Israel was about, keeping it on there. I don't know. We're just, just contemplating here. Just contemplating, that's all. That's all. Speaking of Israel, you had Lindsey Graham there. This guy should just move over there. Really? In Jerusalem, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham urges Israel-Saudi normalization before year-end. Well, actually, Trump had that going. Meeting Netanyahu, Senator Lindsey Graham says French have it ass backwards on war. Yeah, you need to do more for Israel. Screw France. Screw America. Don't you know you work for Israel? Senator Blumenthal there, too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure South Carolina dealt with this hurricane, but as Lindsey Graham said on Fox News, Israel's more important. So, man, this guy's just disgusting. Lindsey Graham is just disgusting. Ugh. I dream of a Republican Party without Lindsey Graham. That would be nice. That would truly be nice. All right. The migrants are still taking over. More small towns are raising the alarm. This is Logansport, Indiana now. Local news talking about the migrant invasion, clip 18.
The influx of migrants moving to Logansport causing some government officials there to speak out, saying the current growth is not sustainable.
Fox 59's Angela Gano joins us this morning. And you've been working on this story for 6 weeks.
Yes. So, Lindy, a special investigation here, 6 weeks in the making. It started with a viewer asking me if I could get answers to questions that she had, and then multiple people responded as well. When it comes to the thousands of migrants who have moved to Logansport, from medical care to education and housing, is there a strain on local services, and what is the plan to handle it? Logansport, Indiana, a rural city 78 miles north of Indianapolis, known for its diverse urban population of 18,000. People from at least 28 countries now call Logansport home, with at least 27 languages spoken.
Each week.
Okay, you did not say that.
Yeah, each week. So last week they had... my final count that I knew of, they had 16 newcomers
that week.
And a lot of them are coming unaccompanied.
A startling report from the Cass County Health Department administrator during a September County Commissioner meeting. Serenity Alter sits in meetings with new children enrolled in Logansport schools. She listens to them describe their journey to the city.
Most of them fly from Haiti to Nicaragua to Mexico and then to whatever state they're flying to. A lot of them, like we met a couple of last week that hadn't seen their parents in about 7 years. It's a eye-opener.
The overall growth of school enrollment jumped by nearly 150 kids in 3 years. This year, there are 207 Haitian students in Logansport schools, up from 14 in 2021. They also have new students from 11 other countries, including Guatemala, Cuba, Honduras, and El Salvador. No one from the health department wanted to do an on-camera interview with this, but they told me the language barrier is a big challenge.
I don't think our school system can contain that many and can sustain what they're doing right now.
So this is going on all over the country. So now we know about it in Alabama, Mississippi, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Just these small towns just completely overrun by these migrants. They're so loving, though. I mean, you know, the Venezuelan gang members. You should be honored if one decides to pistol whip your wife or girlfriend. Texas woman robbed, pistol whipped in ritzy Dallas area by illegal Venezuelan migrants with gang ties. Oh, another
Venezuelan street gang attack. She was held at gunpoint, beaten in her home by illegal Venezuelan migrants, probably gang members. You know, just a loving pistol whipping there from the Venezuelan gang brought in by Kamala Harris.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Run down this story. Brooke, what'd you find out?
Bill, the details in this case, let me tell you, are just horrifying. This woman says she was held at gunpoint inside of her own home by these four guys. She says they tied her up. They threatened to cut her fingers off and beat her with a pistol. We now know that these four men who were charged are illegal migrants from Venezuela. This woman lives alone. She's in her 50s, just pulled in her garage in the upscale Briarwood neighborhood of Dallas. Police say the four suspects approached her, forced her inside at gunpoint, ransacked her home, stole money and jewelry. According to police records, the suspects only spoke Spanish and communicated through Google Translate. Luckily, police say she was not hurt. When they left, she managed to free herself, ran to a neighbor's home and called 911. Police matched a fingerprint to one of the suspects, Manuel Hernandez, who named the others involved. All four charged with aggravated robbery and have ICE detainers. ICE tells Fox News that all four are from Venezuela. And according to records, Hernandez told investigators they're involved in a criminal street gang. Now, ICE would only give me the immigration history of Manuel Hernandez. And it's worth noting because in March, he illegally entered the U.S. from El Paso, and he has been arrested at least twice before this. Just months after illegally coming into the U.S., he pled guilty to a DWI. Despite the conviction, he was released right back into the U.S.
It was very concerning because it's a nice part of Dallas and a quiet part. We welcome people who are not who come here legally, but people who are not here are not coming in legally, we have to wonder about why they were able to get here in the first place and this far north.
Well, if you have to wonder, you're not paying attention.
Over in San Antonio, authorities cracking down on the Venezuelan street gang Tren de Aragua. Multiple agencies going door to door raiding the Palacio apartment complex after reports of drug and human trafficking. 16 Venezuelans there arrested, and HSI identified four as TDA members. Now, the aggravated robbery back here live in Dallas has neighbors really concerned. A lot of them tell me that's put them on high alert because the scary part, they say, is this is a reminder that it could happen to anyone, anywhere. Bill.
Okay, we'll stay on it. I know you will. Brooke Taylor, thank you live in Dallas on that.
Now, this has been going on for at least, it's been reported for about a year now. And this is gang organized crime, home invasion crimes. They are obviously staking out houses, staking out targets. So they see a, you know, a nice lady, 50 years old, lives alone in a house. They figure, hey, that's easy. We just follow her home. We know she's going to be alone. The rest is history. Now, this first started popping up, I believe it was about a year ago. And if you do a Google search or a search engine, you'll find it. It first started happening in Colorado, I believe. Of course, we all now know what ended up happening in Colorado. They took over an apartment complex in Aurora. So that's how bad this is. We have such an infestation of
illegal immigrant gangs. When Trump talks about this, this is not hyperbole. They're literally clearing their prisons and sending them to America. Venezuela is emptying its prisons and sending them to the United States. And all these gangs are reconvening and starting their organized crime here in America now. That's literally happening. Now, again, how in the hell do you have an administration that is allowing this to happen? How in the hell do you have an attorney or secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, rather, Mayorkas, that's allowing this to happen, and then just he tells you under oath that it's not happening? Mayorkas is, I mean, look, that guy is a piece of shit. That guy is about as dirty of a freaking rat as you can get. That piece of garbage. And now you understand why Chuck Schumer, with the Senate Democrats, when the House voted to impeach Mayorkas, Schumer just said, nope, not going to do it, not even going to hold a trial. He just said no. Because that's their guy. That is their scum. That is their criminal trash, Mayorkas, that's in charge of the border. That is their criminal rat, Mayorkas, that's letting gang members in. I mean, that was from September of 2022. Border Patrol warning, hey, Venezuelan gang members are getting in. Now, imagine that. That guy, Hernandez, that guy arrested twice, known illegal entry into the country, and they just release him. That's policy. They just release him. What, are they going to release him again? Why is he still here? Why was he ever here? Because of that scumbag on the screen right there. That piece of trash. Because of Joe Biden. Because of Kamala Harris. Because of Anthony Mayorkas. A nice lady in Dallas gets pistol whipped and beaten and robbed in her own house. And do you think Mayorkas cares? He couldn't give a damn. He probably wished he could be there to witness it. He'd probably like it. These freaks. These Democrats, these political scumbags, they hate you. They hate you. They are letting Venezuelan gang members into your country, and they're releasing them from jail so that they can get their organized crime gangs back together again and pistol whip and beat and rob your neighbor. It's disgusting. Yeah, I guess we'll stick on this note with Mayorkas. Now there's a debate, actually. The FBI document on the would-be Election Day terrorist, the FBI says motivated by ISIS, an Afghani man, and they say he comes in illegally in September 2021. He crossed the border in September 2021. The latest developments are, in fact, I forgot to print this, guys. This is actually mainstream news. He was a CIA asset. What? Yeah. CIA asset arrested for Election Day terror plot. It's NBC News, everybody reporting it. I forgot to print today. Really? There's a headline on InfoWars. Afghan national arrested for plotting ISIS terror attack on Election Day worked for CIA. Worked for CIA. According to the DOJ's charging documents, Tawhidi was brought into the U.S. on a special immigrant visa, thank you, Biden-Harris, which are given to Afghans who worked with the U.S. in Afghanistan after they passed DHS screening. He was a CIA asset. Now, the new development is, was he flown in? Because that's kind of the protocol that they usually get flown in when they work with the military or the U.S. government. A CIA asset, ladies and gentlemen, inspired by ISIS. What in the hell is going on? Comes across Mayorkas's secure border. Did Mayorkas fly him in? Who organized this? Who got him in? Who told him he was in contact with somebody? So here's Mayorkas, though, dodging the question. That rat, he's not going to answer a question. That anti-American scum won't answer the question here in clip 10. How did he get in?
An Afghan national who was working for the CIA in Afghanistan was arrested for planning an Election Day terror plot. He was brought to the U.S. after Afghanistan collapsed. Your agency says as part of the SIV program. The State Department is telling us he was not part of the SIV program, which had strenuous vetting. They say he was never issued an SIV or immigrant visa, and DHS paroled him into the U.S. They further expect the court document to be updated to reflect this from the DOJ side. So, Mr. Secretary, how was this man brought into the U.S.? What screening did he undergo? What did he apply for to get here?
Jackie, I'm here in North Carolina communicating with the individuals who are still conducting search and rescue operations. Over 200 people have lost their lives in Hurricane Helene. We have reports that at least 10 individuals have lost their lives as a result of Hurricane Milton. I'd be very pleased to answer your question in a different setting, but we're here to talk about emergencies and the support that we can deliver to people in desperate need. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Mr. Secretary, but we're getting conflicting answers from your agency and from the State Department about a man who was arrested for an Election Day terror plot. How do you not have those answers prepared?
Jackie, that's not what I said. What I said is I'd be pleased to discuss this issue at a different time, but I am here to speak about disasters that have impacted people's lives in real time, and that is a subject that I'm addressing today.
Mr. Secretary, can you assure people that appropriate steps have been taken to secure the country against these kinds of threats? Because the outstanding question is whether this man was radicalized before the U.S. government brought him here or afterward. And people should be concerned about that.
Jackie, your persistence in questioning can be matched by my persistence in answers.
All right, we're going to go.
I mean, that's just unreal. This is just, it's so unacceptable. It's so unbelievable. And he sits up there and dodges the question. He's not going to answer the question. He says under oath that the border is secure. And he just repeats the same line. The border is secure. The border is secure. That is one of the most corrupt rats in the history of DHS. He's probably the most corrupt rat bastard ever in the history of the Department of Homeland Security. And he sashays around these fancy shoe stores when all of this is going on in the middle of the hurricane. And then he says, oh, I'm here to talk about the hurricane. I'm in North Carolina. You lying sack of crap. You were out doing luxury shopping. You were caught on camera. You were literally seen doing luxury shopping while the hurricane was hitting and in the aftermath. You absolute lying scum. And now a week later, you're going to say, oh, I'm in North Carolina. I'm not going to answer. A now known terrorist who planned an Election Day terror attack inspired by ISIS, led in by Alejandro Mayorkas's DHS, led in, maybe even flown in on an airplane, and he's not going to comment because he's conveniently in North Carolina now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Gosh, I'll tell you, this corruption, man, it is just so over the top. And look at how pathetic the American media is. Look at how pathetic the American media is. Why is Mayorkas, I mean, this woman just gives up. She just laughs. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I get it. He's a clown. He's a jerk off. He's a corrupt bureaucrat. But it's just like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, you're not going to answer anything. You're just lying scum. Okay, fine. No one else can ask a question. Nobody else can chime in. Nobody else can pin him down and try to get an answer. Nope, he's just never going to answer. He'll just never have to answer. You think anybody in Congress is going to make him testify? You think there'll be hearings about this in Congress? Should be. No, nobody's going to make him answer these questions. He's avoided impeachment. He got protected by his dirty rat friend, Chuck Schumer. And now they just let terrorists in. Luckily, this attack got stopped. They just let terrorists in. And then if you dare ask them a question, oh, no, I'm in North Carolina. I'm handling the hurricane. No, you're not, you jackass. You showed up a week late. Everything just always falls back into the same hole of, can you imagine a country without corrupt assholes like this running it? Can you imagine a country that's not run by just complete bureaucratic scum like Anthony Mayorkas? I mean, this guy is just the worst. Get them out of our government. By the way, here's a veteran continuing the coverage from the ground that Mayorkas pretends he's doing. He's not. He's out shoe shopping. You know, maybe he'll go get a butt plug from his friend Rabbi Shumley. Here's a veteran on the ground. Oh, the response has been great, says Mayorkas. Really, the people on the ground say differently more than a week later. Clip 23.
Can you tell me a little bit what happened and how fast it came to your house and washed away? And
yeah, it was Friday night, I believe. It started with the wind. You can see all the trees. They just started snapping. Just trees everywhere falling, and out of nowhere, the water just came so quick. And I mean, we saw a roof floating down. It was so high and so quick and just took everything. It dropped down pretty quick, but the force of it just took everything away.
Did you already get any help from the government, or did they came by and look
no,
at you?
No, we haven't seen anybody. No local police, no FEMA, nobody. Just the folks that we found today, the Christian Rangers, were the only ones so far that helped us besides, you know, a few neighbors. But no government help, nothing. We've heard FEMA's out of money. So, you know, I don't know what we're going to do. No local help at all. We've seen National Guard in town, but I haven't seen them on this road at all. So, you know, people on this road and the back roads, I don't know what we're going to do.
Do you going to stay in your house, or do you try to evacuate and get a safer place to stay over the winter?
I have to stay in the house. Have 9 animals and 4 people, so we don't have a choice but to stay in the house. I'm a disabled vet. I don't work, can't work, so you know, money's an issue. So we don't have a choice but to stay in the house and try to do what we can.
Do you feel left alone by your government right now?
Absolutely, absolutely alone. After fighting for this country in 2 different wars, I haven't seen any help or any kind of gratitude from my government whatsoever. Just totally forgotten. Forgotten is the best word I can think of.
You know, by the way, they want to pretend like there's no such thing as weather modification, government weather modification. I've got a whole compilation here. And then I've got another clip of a CBS News clip. In fact, guys, I thought I sent that. I don't see it on my list. We can get that during the break. I don't know if these hurricanes were weather modified or not. Some reports are saying it's a fact. The point is they deny that it even exists, and it's all public information. And these towns in North Carolina, a lot of them, I mean, who knows if they'll ever be the same again. And yeah, now they're trying to rewrite the voting laws. And 12 of the 13 districts are 12 of the 13 counties, rather, are all Trump counties, where they're rewriting these rules and they're going to be changing the way people vote and affecting the way people vote. But we'll show you the weather modification reports, and they brag about it on CBS. Brennan brags about it. And look, again, technology doesn't have to be inherently evil. Again, I mean, spoiler alert, in case you haven't seen the new Twister movie, but the whole plot of the movie is how can they basically modify the weather to stop a tornado. So it's like, yeah, hey, if you know there's about to be a tornado that's going to rip through a town and kill people and destroy their homes, and you can stop it, you know, that's probably a good thing. You know, a hurricane, they say, oh, it's going to be a Category 6. You notice, by the way, Hurricane Helene barely got any news coverage. Barely got any news coverage. And I anticipated that was going to be a big one. And if you notice yesterday, what did I say before it made landfall? I said, this one looks like it's dissipating. So I don't know why these weather criminals can't get a thing right. Probably just because they try to predict things 48, 72 hours out, and you just can't do it. It's just, it's not that perfect of a science yet. But notice how they didn't really build up Helene that much. Not nearly as much as they did Milton. And then Helene was the big devastating one. And, you know, Milton definitely did some damage, but it wasn't nearly what they were building it to be. I mean, they made up a new category. They said Category 6 at one point. And then it ends up being Category 2 to a Category 1. But you see, it's all just hype. It's all just ratings. But yeah, okay. If we see a big hurricane coming and we can use technology to make it so it's not so devastating, that'd be a good thing. But see, they have all this technology and they won't even use it to help us. That's what's so frustrating. So it's like these evil entities, these demons that get into control of our government, these demons that get into these positions of power, they get this technology and then they keep it secret and they use it against you. That's what we're dealing with. That's what I'm saying. The power of humanity, the power of civilization is so, I mean, we are basically tied down and thrown into a closet without any lights, folks. The power of AI and quantum computing is already there to advance humanity. The power to manipulate weather and maybe even make hurricanes less damaging is already there. This is all already there. Civilization could be unleashed. Humanity could be unleashed. But no, we get tied up by our governments and thrown in a closet and told, we get told to hide and be afraid because they're the demons. They're the ones.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
You know, part of the mission here is to just completely eviscerate the fake news, the lying mainstream media that has so many people completely uninformed, misinformed, disinformed, lying to you, deceiving you, propagandizing you. So they must be completely eviscerated. And their latest hit is, there's no weather modification. That's a crazy conspiracy theory. Doesn't matter. There's just public documents, public hearings, everything else. So let's just go ahead and let's just maybe put this to rest, at least for the time being. If we have to pick it up again, we will. But let's just go ahead. So here's Biden saying, oh, it doesn't exist. And then a nice compilation of all the times where they admit it exists here in clip 12.
Now the claims are getting even more bizarre. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congresswoman of Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. for controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. The technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations.
When you hear the name Bill Gates, you probably think Microsoft founder. But now the billionaire may be known as the Hurricane Tamer. Gates is listed as one of 13 inventors on a patent filed for hurricane prevention methods.
He told the Associated Press that the American government has created weather tampering techniques so that the New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans and to control the rest. Would you explain what you were trying to say?
Well, what I was trying to say is exactly what I said. There is weather control techniques. We have a complete package on that, which I did not bring, but I certainly will see to it that it is brought in for the record. Number one, the entire patents on the equipment. Number two, Senator Claiborne Pell's complete statement and story of his own that not only does it exist, that we even utilize it as far back as the Vietnam War. You might want to touch base
with
Senator Pell.
That's all right, but I just want to repeat speaking. Before I turn to
so, yes, so but we do have all that information.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans.
Worldwide.
Millions of Americans, and to control the rest.
Yes, sir, and that's my belief. As bizarre as that sounds, when if somebody had told me that that equipment even existed 10 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts, sir. And at this point in time, we have all the documents to prove it. And if you think that 85 tornadoes takes place in the middle of our growing area by simultaneous accident, I'm sorry. With the equipment that's already set up internationally, and as bizarre as that is, it is proven and documented. We will supply you with those documents. As bizarre as that is, I would say that weather wars, and this is quoting actually Senator Claiborne Pell himself, that they are the greatest weapon ever created in the world, and that's the Senator's own statement. So, yes, I had to do stand on that.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
How does this hurricane's path differ from others that we've seen? I've already had a lot of people call me from the Asheville area, talk specifically about the horrendous damage, and many of them pointed out that that is not Hurricane Alley, per se. It's not an area that normally attracts storms. Can you help us understand this?
Well, the bottom line is it was directed there, as the transmission recordings clearly show. They kept that moisture corralled there to deluge in the same location. So, again, these are patented technologies, and the fact that we have the entire so-called meteorological community denying that this is going on to protect their paychecks and pensions is absolutely criminal at this point. We know we have private defense contractors that are neck deep in the patents that manipulate these storms, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. We know those two in particular do the weather modeling for the nation's weathermen, National Weather Service and NOAA. Again, both agencies have an illegal federal gag order on them. So at this point, this is an emperor has no clothes moment. That's the best description I can give for something that is so blatantly obvious and inarguable, can only be considered weather warfare at this point. And the fact that, again, the so-called science community is denying this manipulation is criminal. It's absolutely criminal, Colonel Grego.
It's beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop.
So there you go. That's just a small compilation. I mean, you could go on for days with all the different hearings, all the different public programs. They have it right here in Texas, cloud seeding. I mean, it's all very public. It's all very public, and this has been known for decades. Now, let's see if they don't use this hurricane to take over that land and then eventually mine the lithium. But you can have that debate. The debate that are there weather modification programs and technologies, that debate's over. That already exists. Here's CBS News covering it. You know, the nice, even the mainstream media. And they'll come out today. CBS News will tell you it doesn't exist. It's like CBS News hosts the presidential debates and they say, Donald Trump says that the housing costs, house prices are at an all-time high. That is just not true. We're here to fact check. And it's actually, you can go to CBS's own website. And they have headlines that say housing prices all-time highs. So here's CBS News with their guest talking about weather modification.
Climate change yesterday, and now we're learning that scientists and researchers are looking at how to change the weather on purpose. That's right. Lasers now could one day manipulate rain and lightning.
Oh,
CBS
day.
This morning contributor Michio Kaku is a physics professor at City College of New York. Professor, nice to see you. Extraordinary seeing Al Gore and Bill Clinton there together with Charlie, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they did not get into this discussion,
no.
though. But it is fascinating. I mean, lasers, really, to change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
But this is experimental.
It's experimental. However, in the laboratory so far, it works. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing trillion watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
Go ahead.
Well, I this is fascinates me in part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds. I mean, did those really work then? We have some of these capabilities now?
Inconclusive. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong. Governments have been playing with this thing.
Alleged to,
right.
Yeah.
Now, we realize for decades now, these governments have been alleged to have experimented with weather control, but nothing conclusive. This time we're bringing in the laws of physics rather than simply waving our hands and uttering mumbo jumbo. We're actually using trillion watt lasers now. And in the laboratory, sure enough, they precipitate rain out of water vapor. Sure enough, you can actually bring down electricity down the beam.
So what does it mean for drought areas that need to have rain for crops? And if they don't have them, there's in the consequences of famine.
Well, the bad news is, if it's a clear blue sky, it's not going to do anything at all, because it only takes water vapor that's already in the air and condenses it. However, for floods, for agriculture, farmers, for people planning wedding parties, football games, you name it, outdoor events and agriculture and flooding and even hurricanes, all of them could be subject to weather modification.
Incredibly interesting. Professor Michio Kaku, thank you so much.
So there you go. It's been a known technology since the 60s. It's been publicly talked about. You know, and this is kind of the larger truth of this. We're in the 21st century, but the powers that be basically have us stuck in the 20th century. They already have quantum computing. They already have all kinds of alternative energy sources. They pretend like, oh, we're going to give you green energy, and they give you a solar panel or a windmill. It's all bullcrap. They've got all kinds of energy sources that they keep from us. They've got all kinds of weather weapons or modifications or lasers, all this other stuff. They keep it from us. They've already got quantum computing, AI technologies. They keep it from us. They don't want civilization to advance. They want to keep civilization and really probably even take it back to the Stone Age. That's what the big climate change lie is all about. You have to understand the mindset of the secret societies, of the global governments. They look at the Earth as a life raft. And so everything on the life raft, as we're floating through space, death basically, has to be allocated, rationed, and we have to have limits and numbers to everything. They want to bureaucrat the world is what they want to do. So that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. They don't want a free, prosperous, blossoming civilization with upward movement. They don't want that. They don't want you to build rockets. They don't want you to test the laws of flight and physics. All these technologies have already existed, and they're just keeping us in the 20th century. And they'd love to have some big event. Maybe it's a nuclear war, and they'd love to have some big event. I don't know. Maybe it's a big weather catastrophe that they create. Wipes out a bunch of people, kills a bunch of people, and then they say, boom, okay, now you're basically living in the dome and everything is rationed. There is no freedom anymore. You can't be trusted with freedom. Everything on earth is finite. Everything on earth is rationed. That's what the controllers want. That's their true vision. That's what their philosophy is. They think it's genius. They don't believe in humanity. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in divine creation, divine consciousness. They don't believe in civilization. They believe in management. They believe in bureaucracy. They believe in control. They think that's the future. So it's just like all this stuff. They already have it. We already have alternative energies. We already have alternative everything. They just keep it secret. They don't want you to have access to it. They keep us in the 20th century, and then when they wipe us all out and get to the management phase, the corporate world government, then they release the technology, but then they use it all against us. All right. I'm going to come back and play some of these debate clips with some of these Senate races that are going on, some pretty good stuff happening there. Before we do that, first, a message from Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have only been excited about a supplement product this much, and all our products are great, a few times in the last couple decades. This is so game-changing, and we knew about this years ago, but I wanted to wait until we were able to get you the very best. And our sponsor, the great folks at Bigley, have come out with Ultimate CMOS. Now, this particular type of CMOS has been all the rage for years. And we got it from one of the top companies in the nation that let us private label it. They're top rated. This is a concentrate of the CMOS that doesn't just have this special type of bioavailable iodine, but all these other vitamins and minerals and then trace elements. So it's the way the CMOS produces and grows this that makes it probably the top superfood in the world right now. So you're supporting the broadcast, you're getting a top CMOS, and of course you're empowering your body, your immune system, and so much more. Now the big one is the iodine. The type of iodine in this is extremely bioavailable, and then again it has all these other vitamins and minerals and trace elements and things that are connected to it, your whole metabolic system. Then it works for your immune system. I've got a whole giant list here. Boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports joint and muscle health, improves skin health, promotes healthy digestion, boosts immune system, supports thyroid health, and it's rich in nutrients. It's got it all. A, C, K, iron, iodine, potassium, magnesium, and just a whole bunch of wild stuff. Because if you just get normal vitamins, they're synthetic and don't work very well. Even if you get organic, but they're not naturally produced in a plant, whereas they're connected to all these other cofactors, it just doesn't have the effect. This has it all. This type of CMOS is amazing. When you go to the alexjonesstore.com, you're also ensuring that even if InfoWars gets shut down on November 13th, which it could, it's all in the news if you missed it, we will continue on with great sponsors like the alexjonesstore.com. So it's a win-win. Get a great product at a great price. It's 40% off, by the way. Support the broadcast. One way or another, it's up to you whether we're able to do this. So we try to bring you great products that you're going to love so you want to reorder them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Ultimate CMOS today. And while you're there, there are now over 100 awesome T-shirt, hoodie, ball cap designs, and more at the alexjonesstore.com that have these powerful messages that spread the word of liberty. It helps you meet like-minded people. And again, it's a major sponsor that's going to be critical for me staying on the air one way or another. So we're doing a fundraiser right now through our sponsors to ensure that the globalists that are so desperate to silence us when President Trump is president-elect or if Kamala steals it, that they are pulling out all the stops to get us off the air. So I try to make it a win-win. You get a great product at a great price, and you keep us on the air. Now, it's 40% off for one bottle right now. 40% off for one bottle. It's over 40% when you get two, and even more when you get three. So check it out. This is a heavy bottle. It is just filled with these bad boys. I'll show people an overhead shot of this. And you take one or two a day of these, and it just does incredible things for your whole body. Trust me. Get it. Just like our information is game-changing and tomorrow's is today, this is probably the ultimate superfood out there from one of the best sources, and it supports the broadcast, A360 Win. So get the hoodies. Get the t-shirts. Check out all the new great designs. New ones being added daily. Get Ultimate Sea Moss. Check out some of the other amazing supplements while you're there at thealexjonesstore.com, and then we're going to be able to stay on air in the face of the New World Order. It's amazing. Take action now. Ultimate Sea Moss, 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, let's take a look at some of these Senate races, and we'll go out west. First, we'll start in California. Now, Adam Schiff, they've given him the promotion. He's now running for Senate. This is one of the shiftiest shysters to ever come out of the Democrat Party, a known liar. He sat in front of Congress and said he has the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. Of course, he didn't. He never provided it. He made it up. He lied. Was it Schiff? Did Schiff used to hang out with Ed Buck? I think it was Schiff that used to hang out with Ed Buck. I don't know. Ed Buck, big Democrat guy. You know, I think he was the one that had the dead gay prostitute overdosed on drugs, a well-known freak. Let's just say Ed Buck, big Democrat. I think he probably donated to Schiff before. Buck, I believe, is still in prison. Yeah, they don't want you to know about Ed Buck. They don't want you to know about that top Democrat donor. But, you know, that's just, you know, that's par for the course for the Democrat Party. Oh, there they are pictured together. How about that? What do you know? What do you know? Schiff puts off the vibes, if you know what I mean. So Steve Garvey is a former Los Angeles Dodgers World Series MVP. He's running for the Senate as the Republican against Adam Schiff. And he calls out Schiff right out of the gates and then calls him out for his obsession with Donald Trump. Clips 2 and 3 back-to-back, guys.
Mr. Schiff has been a congressman for 24 years. And we've debated over 3.5 hours prior to this. And over these 24 years, the policy he's going to talk about tonight, the policies, he hasn't been able to do anything about it. Think about this. 24 years addressing existential problems in this country and never being able to cure the problems. And that's why the state is standing up now, its people, and saying it's time for change. But I can't imagine, Mr. Schiff, how you could get up every morning and have one mission, and that's to go after Donald Trump. You've been made a proxy by the higher-ups in your party, whether it's going after him concerning impeachment, all these things. And if you think about it for a minute, how can you think about one man every day and focus on that when you've got millions of people in California to take care of?
Mr. Schiff, I think
it's unconscionable. And like I said before, he lied to 300 million people when he was going through that whole process of trying to get Donald Trump impeached.
Now, it doesn't seem that Schiff, I mean, this guy's probably just blackmailed. I mean, he's probably one of the most blackmailed members of Congress. But, I mean, just look at these Ed Buck recipients here. Ted Lieu, I mean, folks, you know. We'll leave it at that. But Schiff is just, he has the vibe, if you know what I mean. So it would appear at this point that Garvey has a very small chance to defeat Schiff, and it's just California just overwhelmingly votes Democrat. But it would be nice to rid Congress of that blackmailed shifty, bug-eyed, pencil-necked freak, Adam Schiff. It would really be nice. It would be a nice step to get rid of corruption. All right, then we go out to Arizona. Carrie Lake really did great. Ruben Gallego just looks bad. I don't know how this guy gets elected other than just straight-up voter fraud. But, guys, let's just go with them all back-to-back. We should be able to squeeze them all in before the break. So let's go 19-20-21. Carrie Lake, Ruben Gallego debate in Arizona.
And Ruben Gallego voted to send another $60 billion to Ukraine. And after he made that vote, he sashayed around the floor of Congress, waving a Ukrainian flag. I want to ask the veterans out there, can you ever imagine standing on the floor of Congress, standing anywhere, and waving the flag of another country? That is what this gentleman did. He sold us out. He sold us out to Ukraine. He spent $260 billion. He voted for every penny of that, but he would not help President Trump build the border wall. Even when President Trump said to the Democrats, I want to make a deal when it comes to DACA. I want to make a deal when it comes to DACA. Let's make them citizens in exchange for helping me come up with money to build the border wall. And Ruben Gallego and the Democrats said no. They're using these DACA recipients as political pawns. I find that to be disgusting, Ruben. Why are you using them as pawns? Why wouldn't you make a deal with President Trump?
You have a Democrat president.
He's got a Democrat president. I think we have a Democrat president. I don't know, frankly, who's running the country right now. But why haven't you done that, Ruben? Had a Democrat president. Your first day on the job.
Actually, do have a bill.
Your first day on the job was 10 years ago. Ruben Gallego wants to take the choice away from us. He doesn't really care about women's rights. If he cared about women's rights, first of all, I'm astounded that he actually knows the difference between a woman and a man, because I thought there were, 147 different genders. I do care about women's rights. I come from a family of women, and I have a daughter of my own and many nieces and nephews. And I care about Lake and Riley's right to exist and live and be safe. But his votes have caused it to where people are pouring across our border, dangerous people, taking away the lives of women. I care about the ability for our daughters to be able to participate in athletics. He doesn't want that. And he doesn't care about your First Amendment right to the women out there who might disagree with him politically. He wants to censor you. So let's talk about women's right. Women care about a lot of different issues, Ruben. I know you spent, $40 million on attack ads regarding abortion. Think of how many lives could have been saved and how many women could have been helped with $40 million. And
we'll talk more about the abortion issue. Carrie Lake mopped the floor with him. The only way Gallego wins is the same way Biden wins, just complete and utter voter fraud. By the way, Laura Loomer bringing the receipts on this guy. I have exclusively obtained the arrest reports and the green card of the father of Arizona Democrat Senate candidate Ruben Gallego, who supports open borders. Meet Ruben Gallego's convicted felon father, who trafficked drugs for the Juarez cartels from Tijuana, Mexico, into Chicago. Below is a copy of the arrest report I have obtained of Gallego's father, who was most recently arrested in Chicago, Illinois, on March 3rd, 2024, for battery of a woman. It just goes on. Then she gets into Ruben Gallego's history as well. Laura Loomer with all the receipts on that guy. I mean, look, again, I'm not telling you to be a Republican. The Democrat Party is full of scum, folks. It's just true.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So there's already the rumors of Kamala Harris being a drunk. But then she goes on Colbert and drinks on air. Not really helping. Neither does this compilation of Kamala Harris. This is why people think she's a drunk. And then she drinks with Stephen Colbert. Maybe there's a connection. Maybe it's something else. But I don't know. This is your Democrat candidate here. Not very serious. Maybe even drunk. Or on something else. Clip 7.
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community. Need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
You got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
It's time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. We are doing it.
But should we have done it sooner?
We are doing it. Certain issues are just settled.
Clearly we're not.
No, that's right, and that's why I do believe that we are living, sadly, in real unsettled time.
I love Venn diagrams. Always ask, is there a Venn diagram for this? I'm telling you, it's fascinating when you do. So, Venn diagram, those three circles, right? And if you want to add some more circles,
so you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us. Right? Everyone should have equal opportunity to compete and equity. And then, of course, inclusion. That, you know, hey, let's look around the room and see who's not here. And did we leave the door open? You know, invite other folks in? So, there you go. In case you didn't know, hard hats are actually unisex. It was school photo day. Oh. You remember what that's like? Going to school on picture day, who were dressed up in their best, got all ready, knew what they were going to wear the night before. Now, what people perhaps had never seen before can be seen to know what's possible. But the brilliance of this inaugural class and its leaders is the ability to see what can be. Unburdened by what has been.
No.
Don't ever carry as a personal burden your capacity to do whatever you dream and aspire to do based on other people's limited ability to see who can do what. We have to stay woke.
What?
Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
What was so funny?
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just there's
they're like the worst buses. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, and most
like
of us, many
bus.
Of us, went to school on the yellow school bus.
Do you plan to visit the border?
Not today. More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to.
Remember that nonsense?
And say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes.
You know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong. And it's very fragile.
Mm-hmm.
It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it. What information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then, if we think about what machine, what information is going in, what then...
This is just a humiliation ritual. If you want to see, this is a 10-minute video. We won't play the whole thing. We're starting to actually get a little sick here in studio, so I'll spare you. But if you do, if you can make it through the whole thing, Jane Addams... put that together. It's on her X account there. But this is just a giant humiliation ritual. This is a very unserious person, and it's just a joke. It's a big joke on us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
That's what we need, though. We need the plastic White House for Democrats so they can play politics and pretend like they have power, but nobody actually gets hurt. So Kamala Harris, yeah, you're the president. And then we just give her a nice little plastic politics set. We give her a nice fake Oval Office, fake Resolute desk. We'll send all the fake media in there, and they can play politics and feel important. But nobody gets hurt because they don't have any real power. So that's what we need. We need plastic politics for Democrats. All right. We got more from Kamala Harris. Let's just take a refreshing course here. This is a very diverse woman. She's black. She's Asian. She's Indian. She's anything you need her to be. And she's got the accents to go with it. Let's not forget her diverse accents in clip five.
I love you back. Hello to all my divine nine brothers and sisters. And my soror.
We campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan. And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Have you no empathy, man? You know, for the suffering of other people. Have you no sense of purpose?
The courts are going to handle that. We're going to beat them in November.
You know, it must be tough to be Kamala Harris because you don't even know who you are. You've been a phony for so long. You've been faking it for so long. You don't even know who you are. You don't know how to talk. You don't know how to be normal. You don't know how to act normal. There is no normal for you anymore. Everything's been fake for decades, and now she's just lost. It's all just lost in translation. She doesn't even know who she is anymore. So she goes on Howard Stern, and look, Howard Stern is famous, probably the most famous shock jock, as it's called, of all time. And his over-the-top bits, inappropriate bits, adult entertainment bits. And so, whatever, That's fine. They actually, you know, originally they tried to cancel Howard Stern. They tried to ban Howard Stern from being on the radio. He was obviously victorious. He won, and he became, I think, maybe the highest paid broadcaster of all time. So, okay, you know, in a way, good for him. I don't really enjoy his content, never have. But this is Kamala. Now, these are the people that say, oh, everything's racist. Well, if anybody's racist, based off of their own analysis, it certainly would be Howard Stern. So here's Kamala with Howard Stern. But then just a reminder of some of the blackface bits that Stern has done in his career quickly here in clip six.
If he wins, God forbid, would you feel safe in this country? Would you stay in this country?
Howard, I'm doing everything I can to make sure he does not win.
What are these guys up to with mispronouncing your name? They act as if they can't say Kamala. Is it supposed to be...
Is that in the right way?
Is it like Barack Hussein Obama? Is it some sort of...
That's his name.
Slur?
We're going to be playing Black Jeopardy. The brothers were complaining about the prizes. They said they didn't want fried chicken from Roy Rogers. They said they get enough fried chicken.
Here tonight, so it's all right. Ain't that right, you smelly...
I didn't write that.
Well, you used to smell it.
The Honorable Clarence Thomas.
Oonga boonga. The black people are against me because they say that I'm not a real black man. I'm the one going to get lynched. Let me tell you something, we're going to be in trouble with the NAANP, the ECOC, and the EIEIO. Well, I just love to smoke reefer.
Not going to light that on these airways.
So look, as long as you're a good, loyal, in-standing Democrat, then you can get away with all this stuff and all the isms and ists and everything else that the mainstream media will throw at you. It doesn't stick to you because you're a good, in-standing liberal Democrat like Howard Stern. So it doesn't matter that you have women on your show and you paddle them. It doesn't matter that you do blackface on multiple occasions. It doesn't matter you do racist humor. None of that matters as long as you're an in-standing liberal Democrat in good standing. Then it's all good. And Kamala Harris will go on your show. And you can insinuate that everybody else, and you can insinuate everybody else is a racist if they don't vote for you or they can't pronounce your name. But everybody will ignore your blackface bits, your racist humor. So it's nice. And he gets it, really, is probably what it is. He just gets it. Who knows what his real politics are? I think a lot of these people probably don't even actually have politics. They just want to be rich and successful. And so they just know, hey, I got to be a good, in-standing liberal Democrat, and then I get left alone. I don't have to deal with the lawsuits. I don't have to deal with the negative press. I don't have to deal with all the attacks on my character. And then I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want, and I can get rich, and I can avoid taxes, and I'll avoid all the negativity that comes along with it as long as I'm an in-standing, good, liberal Democrat. So, that's how it works. Now, this is like the epitome of Democrat Party politics. Doug Emhoff and Tim Walz get together. You can only imagine what goes on behind closed doors when those two get together. Yeesh. So they're getting together. They go to, I guess this is a coffee shop, and they go get their coffee, and Walz's daughter gets her coffee. And then they don't pay. They just get their coffee and walk away because, you know, everything's free. You know, that's how it works. You just get everything for free. You don't have to pay. That's what happens here. And then a staffer has to come up and is like, somebody will pay for this, I think. It's the epitome of Democrat Party politics. Just take everything and then maybe someone else will pay. Maybe. I don't know. Go ahead and give it from the top. Clip 8. And they just walk away. Yeah, somebody else will pay our bill.
I feel exposed.
Yeah, you just got abandoned and now you're supposed to pay.
Thank you so much. Someone will be up here today.
Okay.
Right? No, well, no, like, he's coming. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Is that not the epitome? I mean, it's not just the Democrats, though. I mean, it's really all politicians. But, I mean, It's more so the entitlement of the Democrats on display there. Oh, someone will pay. They don't even offer to pay. They just take their free stuff and leave. Eh, someone else will pay. We're the elites. We get our stuff given. You work for us, slave. Now give us this stuff for free. Contrast that. What happens when Donald Trump goes to the Chick-fil-A, the bodega, the burger shop? What does he do? He literally pulls out a wad of cash. Okay, what do we got here? We got 100 burgers. Or pays in Bitcoin. He doesn't know what's going on. Somebody else does it for him. But, I mean, like, the guy literally pays in cash. Because he's a real person. He works in the service industry, or at least he has employees in the service industry. He actually lives in the real world. He knows how to deal with these people. He has to care about these people. He has to have relations with these people. He knows the working class. He has an intimate relation with the working class. Unlike these completely disconnected Democrats like Walz and Harris and Dougie Imhoff, Dougie, who just think, oh, I just go get coffee and donuts for free. I don't have to pay the bill. I just get it for free. They just, it doesn't even register with them. They just don't even think about it. It's all a stunt. It's all optics. It's all political theater. Trump is going there and he's like, I want to relate to these people. He's like, I want to connect with these people. So he's thinking, he's talking to them and then it's like, yeah, it's time to pay. Pulls out a wad of cash. Goes to the grocery store in Pennsylvania. Who needs their groceries paid for? Right here, $100. You get $100. You right over here. We got $100. Here you go. Get some groceries there. Beautiful. That's Donald Trump. Walz, Imhoff, take their coffee, donuts, and walk away. They don't pay the bill. I mean, that's just it's such an encapsulated contrast of this election and where the future of America goes. Donald Trump's going to be there. When it's time to pay up, Harris and Walz are going to abandon you. When the bill gets laid down, the Democrats will abandon you. They'll ditch. They'll run away and expect you to deal with it like what we've seen with Hurricane Helene. Donald Trump's going to go out right to the front. He's going to be there. He's going to put his belly up there and he's going to be right there. And he's going to pay the bills. Harris Walz are going to walk away and make you pay. Now, if that's the epitome of, I don't even know if you would say policy, maybe more so just practice, attitude, entitlement. This is the epitome of a Kamala Harris voter. And this is why they really just shouldn't vote. I mean, let's just be honest. She would fail a voter civics test. Guarantee it. She would fail a basic voter civics test. Bet she doesn't even know the three branches of government. But this is your Kamala Harris voter. Listen to her reasoning, or lack thereof, why she's voting Harris in clip 16.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala.
Why are you voting for Kamala?
Because Trump fucking sucks. Because she's trying to make the world a lot cheaper to live in. The amount of money that costs to just do anything.
Oh,
keeps
my God.
Increasing so much.
So do you think that's Biden and Kamala's fault?
Hold on. I mean, it's just, I can't even, I need to just shut up. Because it speaks for itself, but it's just right there. Everything's so expensive. Yeah. Like, that's what you voted for. That's what you're about to vote for again. This is liberalism is a mental disorder. I'm telling you. I'm sure you could do like some deep study of the brain, and the brain is, you know, kind of still an unknown factor in many ways. But you could probably do some deep research into the brain and find out like what part of the brain deals with action, reaction, choice, consequence. And like, okay, where do the neurons fire? Where do they don't? They don't fire on liberals. It's not firing. The neurons are shut down. They're disconnected. They're fried. It's over. She's up here complaining about the policies of the people that she voted for and is about to vote for again, and she doesn't even get it, folks. That's your mental disorder known as liberalism. All right, I'm sorry. This is your voter, Kamala Harris voter. This is why they probably shouldn't even vote. They wouldn't pass a basic voter civics test. You just see it right there on the screen. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
is trying to make the world a lot cheaper to live in. The amount of money that costs to just do anything keeps increasing so much.
So do you think that's Biden and Kamala's fault?
I think that's always been happening. How much things have cost has always been, like, increasing.
So you think Kamala's going to fix it, even though she's already been VP for 4 years?
What did Trump do?
I think he fixed it.
Did he?
Yeah, I think the economy was way better. Houses were cheaper. Rent was cheaper. Well, grocery prices were cheaper. What is Kamala's greatest achievement as VP?
I literally don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know anything she's done?
No, I don't.
But she's still the better choice?
Yes, because I know a lot of things that he has done.
Like, you know a lot of things about Trump that are negative?
Yeah. He's racist. He's sexist.
Okay, well, what has he done that's racist?
Specifically, I don't watch anything with Trump in it. I just see, like, clips. I don't watch things politically.
So you just have an opinion, but you don't really know why?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. From W.P. Steezy. Yeah, I mean, there it is. She kind of even has to admit it at the end, but, you know, it's all a joke. It's all just a joke to them. That's why we need plastic politics. For Democrats, we need plastic politics for liberals so that they're not hurting anybody. It's like, oh, yeah, you're going to vote for Harris. Yeah, it's a little plastic voting booth. We'll give them a curtain, everything. Yeah, give them little plastic little tykes for Democrats. Oh, sure, yeah, go vote. There's your booth over there. A little plastic thing, a little curtain. We'll do the whole thing. Give them a little voting machine. They can print out a little ballot for them. We'll give them a little sticker, too. Oh, so you don't know anything about Kamala Harris? Nope. Oh, so you don't know anything about Donald Trump? Nope. Can't wait to vote for Harris. But you don't like the state of America right now? Nope, not at all. So I want to vote for Harris. Gotcha. Good. Good strategy. All right, one more here, and then we'll do a news blitz. We'll probably have time for some phone calls, it looks like, in the last segment, too. Joe Biden, in the recent hurricane press conference, is asked if he's spoken to Trump. I mean, you want to talk about gaslighting. You want to talk about projection. This is just offensive in clip 9.
Coming over to help with the storm.
Mr. President, have you spoken before President Trump at all?
Are you kidding me? Mr. President Trump, former President Trump. Get a life, man. Help these people.
Will you hold him accountable? You said you were going to hold folks accountable.
Public will hold him accountable. You better than the press hold him accountable because you know the truth.
Will you plan to speak to
Now Biden threatening the press.
No.
Old man Biden. Folks, did you hear that? Okay. Trump, get a life. You mean the guy that's a scratch golfer? The guy that has 10 grandkids? The guy that has multiple skyscrapers, multiple golf courses, historic land, Mar-a-Lago. The guy who's campaigning, doing 2-3 campaign events a day right now, running for president. Get a life. What does that mean? Get a life. You get a life, you bum. You beach bum. Go back to the beach. And then he says, do something? Trump has done more than you. What have you done? You went to the scene in the aftermath a week after Trump for a photo op. You were at the beach. You were literally at the beach. You're the president, by the way. Trump's not. At the beach, and Trump is on the ground in Georgia, literally on the ground, giving hurricane relief. Donating his own money, using his own resources to provide goods, whatever they need, food, water, on the ground. And he went twice. And Biden says, get a life. Trump has a good life. Well, they're trying to end it, but okay. And then he says, do something. First of all, Trump's not the president. Second of all, he's done more than you. It's unbelievable with these people. Oh, that's funny, Joe. It's moments like these where you just... Don't you just want the redemption run? I mean, look, these people have tried to destroy my life, too. They're in the process of trying to destroy my life. So, I mean, I get it, but I'm not about to be the one who could be in the White House with the power to actually bring justice back and to actually level the playing field here. It's Joe Biden that takes money from foreign countries. It's the current administration. It's the Democrat Party that's giving billions of dollars to foreign countries and foreign wars and ignoring the American people. It's the political class that's opened our borders and allowed this invasion to happen. Wouldn't you like the redemption tour? Wouldn't you like the actual criminals to face the pressure, to face the heat that you, the American people, have to face every single day? Wouldn't it be nice, instead of having these scumbags like Mayorkas who won't answer a question or do a damn thing? Like Walls and Emhoff who go to a coffee shop and don't even pay the bill. They just walk away like a couple of jerks. Wouldn't you like the Trump redemption tour? It's like first 4 years, like, okay, he's just trying to politic. First 4 years, he's just trying to be the president and, you know, just be a good president. I'd like the next 4 years to be the redemption tour. They've tried to kill him. They've tried to arrest him. They put him in jail. They have him in all these lawsuits. They've made him a felon. They've gone after his family. They've taken his money. Yeah, get me on the Trump redemption tour. Yes, please. And it's like, you don't want to sacrifice your values. You don't want to sacrifice your beliefs. Certainly not your ethics or integrity. But I mean, at a certain point, you're just like, yeah, you know, maybe I just turn around for a minute. Know what I mean? Maybe I'm just in the other room for a minute. All right. Let's look at this oddness from Gretchen Whitmer. I don't know how else you explain this. She goes on some strange podcast. I don't know. It's these, everybody's got a podcast, these weirdos these days. So Whitmer goes on, and first she does some strange sacrilegious fake Eucharistic ritual. And she feeds this weirdo a Dorito while she's on her knees. And then Whitmer is like staring devilishly into the camera when it happens here, clip 14. I will say that's the first time I've ever seen a Harris Walls hat, but I mean, what is that? Hey, I mean, whose idea was this? Hey, I'm going to get on my knees and feed me a Cheeto. What? By the way, I mean, her face looks like she rubbed Cheetos all in it. She's got so much damn makeup on. What is that? Oh, but hey, yeah. J.D. Vance is weird. Yeah. Here's now Whitmer talking about, joking about abortion, clip 15.
Okay, and you have two daughters. When they come back home and they leave their Stanley cups lying around, do you ever think about getting a post-birth abortion?
Well, first of all, thank you for raising that, yes, because there's no such thing.
Great.
So I think it's really important for us to make sure people understand that.
When that's good.
People like Donald Trump say that after birth abortion, that's just not really a thing that exists.
Well, it actually has existed. The Virginia governor, former governor, admitted it. But actually, even in Michigan, it's 9 months. The abortion in Michigan is 9 months. You want to hear the truth about abortion? Listen to this mother who was, I guess, contemplating it, thought about it, and then completely drastically changed her mind. I mean, this is about as real as it gets. We'll take this to break. Clip 17.
This might be crazy because I know she's not going to survive anyways, but I only have so much time left with her. Why should I cut it any shorter? She's safe in my womb. And at this point, I had been following a million pro-life organizations on Instagram. I've seen what an abortion looks like. And I said, I don't think I could bear to have her ripped piece by piece out of my womb and shorten the life that's already so short. Take her away from a spot where God has placed her in my hands, in my womb, where she's safe and she's warm and she only knows love and doesn't know pain. Why would I give her such a painful death when she's perfectly fine with me? I said, today is the first day that I felt her kick. I already love her more than I can even express. Not that I didn't love her before. I loved her so much before, but feeling her kick is just, my baby was in there and I couldn't bear the thought of having her removed.
But no, abortion is just funny to these people. It's just funny.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right. I believe
I can get through this news and then take phone calls.
So let's just play it out like that, shall we? Let's give out the phone number. Anything we've discussed today is fair game. Anything discussed today is fair game on the phone lines. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is at the bottom of the screen right there. So if you want to discuss anything we've talked about today, go ahead and give us a call right now. Lines are open. All right. Let's pick it up and put it down. Didn't see or hear much about this in the media. Trump Tower, Chicago. Ohio man Brandon Peck charged after guns found in room at Trump International Hotel and Tower, officials say. He also had guns in his vehicle. A major police response was unfolding Trump Tower, Chicago. This was actually Tuesday night. An Ohio man was arrested after firearms were discovered in his Trump Tower hotel room. Brandon Peck, 21-year-old, faces two felony weapons charges and citations for high-capacity magazines and metal-piercing bullets. Police found multiple firearms in his hotel room and vehicle, leading to a large police and SWAT response. He was arrested after a Trump Tower employee reported seeing firearms in plain view in Peck's room, prompting a large response from Chicago police and SWAT. He was later located at the hotel gym and detained. He's getting a workout in. So he told the officers he was there to accompany his mother and stepfather for a doctor's visit, but didn't know the time or location. He admitted to having two firearms in his hotel room and another in his vehicle parked in the Trump Tower garage. A search of the hotel room found a rifle, semi-automatic Ruger, along with a duffel bag containing several magazines, a firearm frame, and ammunition. Also in his vehicle, a semi-automatic Sig Sauer and additional magazines with live rounds. Also recovered was a black rifle bag and black scope. Now, I do believe he has been released. No, he's been put back in custody, actually. Excuse me. The suspect appeared in court yesterday. A judge ruled for Peck to be held in custody until his trial. So there were kind of conflicting reports because one report said that they released him and they didn't view him as a threat. But now the latest news is that he is being held. Now, okay, let's just try to be fully fair here. I don't think it's illegal. I don't, it's not illegal to have guns. Certainly, you could say it's suspicious. This guy seems to be armed to the teeth. And a duffel bag and, things like he's going to do some nasty stuff there just to travel to Chicago seems like a little extra. He's not on a security detail. Certainly didn't need to be traveling with that much heavy artillery. And it's obviously suspicious even more so because he's staying at the Trump Hotel Chicago. And, you don't want to maybe judge a guy on his looks, but you take one look at this guy and you think, huh, what are you doing? Looking a little zany. But certainly just having guns and ammunition doesn't make you guilty of anything. But it just seems like there's at Trump Tower, heavily armed. Something seems off about that, does it not? I was amazed. And I guess maybe the hurricane coverage kind of drowned all this out. I mean, I like to kind of test things with the crew. I mean, if I don't see something and I'm monitoring all the time, then I'm like, something, that's weird. Did anybody in the crew see or hear anything about this till I brought it up today? Nobody in the crew either. Isn't that a little strange, guys? Don't you think that's kind of strange? Having guns and all this stuff, in my eyes, he didn't do anything wrong, but, I mean, this is a story. Guy in Trump Hotel Chicago, I mean, he was armed to the teeth. I mean, wasn't like he was carrying a handgun for protection in Chicago. I mean, this guy was heavily armed, staying in Trump Tower. and looks like, I mean, I don't know. It's fine. I'm just saying, I was surprised this wasn't a bigger story. I didn't see or hear any of this anywhere. And then I think I picked it up in a blurb on a talk radio show. So it's just like, how is this not bigger news? I didn't see anybody reporting this. Now, obviously, Trump wasn't in Chicago, so it's not like it's an assassination attempt, but, well, I figured you'd probably be interested in hearing that news. All right. Well, certainly interesting to me. Speaking of Trump, he's declined the most recent attempt to have another debate, and this is really Fox News just wanting to get a debate since they got kind of blackballed this cycle. And so he made this statement last night. I won the last two debates, one with Crooked Joe, the other with Lion Kamala. I accepted the Fox News invitation to debate Kamala on September 4th, but she turned it down. J.D. Vance easily won his debate with Tampon Tim Walz, who called himself a knucklehead. I'm also leading in the polls, with the lead getting bigger by the day, and leading in all swing states. The first thing a prize fighter does when he loses a fight is say that he demands a rematch. It is very late in the process. Voting has already begun. There will be no rematches. Besides, Kamala stated clearly yesterday that she would not do anything different than Joe Biden, so there is nothing to debate. Thank you for your attention to this matter. You're welcome. Yeah, I didn't expect him to, but there you go. Now, I can't say I told you so on this one yet. I can't say I told you so on this one yet. I'm not even sure if I want to double down on my prediction that Donald Trump will go on Joe Rogan before the election. But, Joe Rogan admits his curiosity for Donald Trump podcast amid the demand for a J.R.E. Trump episode. Now, I think that the catch here would end up being that Trump would probably have to come to Austin to do the podcast. Joe Rogan Studios in Austin or just outside of Austin here in Texas. So I think that that would probably be the catch that might make or break this deal. I don't think Rogan would go to Mar-a-Lago. I could be wrong. He does travel for UFC, but I don't think Rogan would go to Mar-a-Lago. And I don't know if Trump really has any interest in dealing with all the craziness to come to Austin either. So I think that that might be the catch that would stop this deal from getting done. But it looks like there might be a pulse here. So I'm not going to double down on my prediction that Trump goes on Rogan before the election, but looks like there could be a, there's a chance. I'm saying there's a chance. Hey, we got the Madison Square Garden one, right? You know, this story has gone mostly untalked about, too. DOJ indicates it's considering Google breakup following monopoly ruling. There was a big court ruling not too long ago that Google was a monopoly. Will the DOJ dismantle Google? The Department of Justice late Tuesday indicated that it was considering a possible breakup of Google as an antitrust remedy. The DOJ said it was considering behavioral and structural remedies that would prevent Google from using products such as Chrome, Play, and Android to advantage Google search. The judge has yet to decide on the remedies, and Google will likely appeal, drawing the process out for years. You know, the only difference I see in this is with Apple, because you could make the same arguments for Apple, but Apple doesn't have the search engine optimization like Google has. And really, there's a bunch of other SEOs that have come out, and there's a bunch of other search sites that have come out, and either they're using Google to kind of manifest their own results, or if they try to do it with proprietary SEO technology, they just can't compete. It's just it's nowhere near the deal. I wonder, too, if all of this becomes kind of null and void depending on where quantum computing goes, let's say in the next 2 years, because if they do give humans access to quantum computing, just the general public, then really all SEOs will kind of catch up to Google overnight and even surpass it. Because basically you're talking about with a quantum computing method, it's like everything ready in real time. It's like anything you can access is ready in real time, just like that. Essentially, I guess, you, as long as you're connected to the internet. But who knows? This stuff could move so fast that you could eventually just, like, archive the entire internet. They kind of already do that with some of these map technologies. You can just download maps and not even need the internet to have it. But Google broken up. I wonder what that would look like. Economy news. Inflation rises 2.4% in September above expectations. Oh, they said it was going down. They lied again. But see, okay, so that's the Fox Business headline. Here's the PBS headline. So, you know, conservative, liberal, PBS, definitely, you know, Republican, Democrat. The Democrat headline is, U.S. inflation drops to lowest point in 3 years at 2.4%. Some assurances remain. Oh, okay. So they said it was flatlining. They said that inflation was down. They lied. It's back up. And 2.4% is on top of like the 15%. Real-time inflation is like 20% that we've had since Biden got into office. So this is nothing to celebrate. Everything is up. Inflation is back up. So they lied. Inflation is down. Inflation is down. No, it's not. It's actually up again. But, oh, it's the lowest number yet. Well, yeah, your numbers have been record highs, so that's nothing to celebrate either. You have record high numbers. You can't celebrate low numbers when they're all record highs. They're trying to bring back Trump-Russia collusion. Trump and Putin have talked as many as 7 times since 2021. What are you going to do, hit him with a FARA violation? I mean, who's doing diplomacy with Russia right now? Nobody. Biden is not talking to Russia. Nobody's talking to Russia. Nobody's talking to Putin. Zelensky's not talking to Putin. They would try to hit Trump with a FARA if it was true, so it might not even be true. They're also claiming that Trump gave them COVID tests. Like, Trump is denying American COVID tests and gave them to Russia. I mean, it's just insanity. So, but that's just the latest BS. And these people are known to lie about Trump and things he said. You know, Trump called the veterans, you know, stupid or whatever. Just all lies. Just all lies. That's what they do. By the way, tonight, and I don't know, I might have sent you guys the graphic. You might be able to find it. Severe solar storm could supercharge auroras across U.S. impact power grids. NOAA warns. So if you have some weird power stuff, could be dealing with this solar storm. But you might be able to see the northern lights tonight thanks to the severe geomagnetic storm. Basically, if you're, it's kind of like cut right in half of the United States, north and south. And if you're on the northern half, you're going to have an opportunity potentially to see the northern lights, to see the auroras. So pretty cool stuff if you get to see that. Won't be down here in Texas, but can't really complain because we've had nothing but sunny days for now, I think, 35 days without a drop of rain, and it's been in the 90s and sunny every day. That's what I'm into, but seeing the northern lights would be pretty cool, too, but it won't be for us. Won't be for us. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Remember, folks, thealexjonesstore.com is where you can get all the InfoWars apparel now. And with every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you also get entered into the Monster Truck Raffle. That's right, the Monster Truck Raffle with every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com. The limited edition War Room shirt is live. We're going to be adding another War Room shirt there very soon as well. These are all limited edition, including the InfoWars In Your Face limited edition t-shirt. We've also brought hoodies back. It might be 90 degrees in Texas, but it could be cool where you're at. It might be hoodie weather where you're at. So you can also now get hoodies. We have the hoodie line also available now at thealexjonesstore.com. And remember, with every purchase, you get entries, multiple entries, into the Monster Truck Raffle. That's what's happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We go to the phone lines. Let's see here. Let me just review what we have. Let's go to... I like this. JP in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hey, first-time caller on your show, Owen. And I got to congratulate you for surviving the D.C. gulag and standing up for First Amendment rights. So thank you, brother, for doing that.
Thank you.
And, I was burned by the deep state. I supported Trump. This would be my third time I voted for him. I got burned big time in Wisconsin with the, Tea Party supporting the GOP. And there's a lot of spying going on back then. But I've been undocumented on John B. Wells' show talking about, so I won't go into that. But what I congratulate you on, basically, is standing up for a First Amendment right and supporting Trump. And really, it's Trump versus the deep state. This is what I see it. They didn't want Trump in. They went after Trump. They went after Flynn. They went after everybody around them. Steve Bannon, 60-year-old man, sitting in jail right now. They went after Cohen. Cohen turned state evidence. I mean,
they put Manafort in jail. They put Navarro in jail. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're trying to take Mike Lindell's money, Clay Clark's money, Rudy Giuliani's money. I mean, they're crooks. You stand up against these crooks. Obviously, the story of what they've done to Alex Jones, InfoWars. Yeah, you call out the crooks. You speak truth to power. They try to absolutely destroy you.
They do, and they did that to me. And I God bless you for that, brother. And I got skin in the game. And I'm telling you, this is the third time I vote for Trump. But we got to get up to these Christians that are on the fence, that don't want to vote. They're afraid to vote. They find one little flaw with Trump. No man's perfect. Trump isn't perfect, but read his book, The Art of the Deal. When I read his book, it helped me with business a long time ago. And I'll tell you, I married a really hot model from Brazil. And I listened to Trump. I got a prenup. And after 3 years, like Eddie Murphy, she won half. You remember Eddie Murphy in Raw? I don't know if you're that old. But she didn't get nothing because I had a prenup. And I listened to Trump. And I'm telling you, this guy has got a silver tongue. He's really sharp. Anybody knows about business, and he'll fix this country. And I recommend two things that are positive. We need to have NASCAR outfits for every politician who supports them. Look at Kamala. Okay, she's got Soros. She's got BlackRock, Vanguard. She's got Emhoff on her butt. She's got all these sponsors. That's what we need to do with politicians, NASCAR outfits.
Yeah, that's a I don't know if you're aware of this. You could just be synced up. That's an old Robin Williams bit. He did that bit at a comedy show years ago, talking about politicians needing to wear logos of everybody that pays for their campaigns. So I don't know if you've heard that bit. That's actually a Robin Williams bit, I believe, from the 80s, maybe the 90s, the great Robin Williams, late great Robin Williams. So, but yeah, that would actually probably work and be great. I would have no problem with that. I think they should. I really do. I think there's a lot of things we could do. But see, democracy. So, okay, let's all vote. If every American voted that every politician has to wear the logos on their jackets of the people that fund them, I wonder how much they'd love democracy then. They wouldn't, of course. They wouldn't want anything to do with it then. It's always just what's convenient. JP, thanks for the call. You know, let me comment on this briefly. I don't want to take too much time because there's other callers here. I don't even know if I want to take any time. But there's a lot of commentary. I've seen it. I don't want to get into it. I do my own commentary. People do their own commentary. People can make their own decisions. I've even done the debates on this show over this issue. I'm not voting for a moral leader. I'm not voting for a religious leader. I'm not voting for someone because of their character. That's not an insult or a support of Donald Trump. You have to make a pragmatic political decision. That's what this is about. Now, I could sit here and argue about the good reasons why I support Trump. I could sit here and talk about the things I don't like about Trump. But to me, these arguments, it's like, somebody has to be your president. Like, so, yeah, you can sit out or you can try to tell people not to vote for Trump. Or you can try to make a moral high ground argument or a Christian argument. You're not voting for the leader of your church. You're not voting for a moral leader. You have to make a pragmatic political decision. It's like, I'll just leave it at that. So I don't really get it. I think it's people trying to moral high ground, or it's people trying to be controversial, or maybe there's something else at play. But I just don't get it. To me, there is no debate. The pragmatic decision is to vote Trump. Whether you like him or not, it doesn't matter. Somebody is going to be your president. And Trump is clearly the best option. So I just don't get that one. All right, let's take a call from Beth in Pennsylvania. Beth, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Oren. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So I had called you back in 2020 during the election, and I had told you that Trump wasn't going to win, and we kind of had like a, you know, a disagreement there. But I'm calling you now in 2024 to let you know that Trump will win, and the reason why is because Kamala has no support, not only not from her, you know, voters, but also too not even from the Democratic Party. They're scrambling and scratching their heads to find, you know, someone else. But in any case,
well, Obama's about to start campaigning for Kamala. That's how desperate they are.
Yeah, and honestly, I see Hillary sneaking her little snake, you know, self in there and trying to either get like Secretary of State position or maybe VP, because she's delusional. She really thinks Kamala's going to win. They're just not obviously going to give it to Trump easily, of course.
But, well, no, they'll try to kill him, and if he does win, they'll try to do all types of sabotage before he gets inaugurated, no doubt.
Yeah, and honestly, using Alex Jones and, you know, Roger Stone and all you guys out there as a distraction is also too part of their like plan as well, because, you know, they get the regular people like us worried, like, damn, they're targeting Alex Jones and Roger Stone, like, and they're actually people, and we're like nobody, you know, we're scared. We don't want to like, you know, do anything about it. But I'm telling people right now, like, you gotta like go out there. And I support you guys. I watched you the whole time while you were in jail. I even wrote you a letter. It got returned back to me. It said that you wasn't accepting anything. And I've been supporting Alex Jones since 2014. And I love what you guys do. I pray for you guys. You guys have God watching over you. And
well, look, here's what it is. And I appreciate the call. I want to squeeze one more in. And I'm not trying to put any labels on myself. I'm just saying, Donald Trump can't give up. It would demoralize the country. He knows that. Elon Musk can't give up. It would demoralize people. He knows that. Alex Jones can't give up. It would demoralize people. He knows that. I can't give up. It would demoralize people. I know that. And so it's like, we've made the decision. We're all in. We're not giving up. And it's not just something like, oh, I don't want to let people down. I mean, I don't. But I mean, I actually want to defeat this evil that runs our country, that runs the planet. I actually want to do that. And yeah, that the price might be your life. The price might be they will destroy you, but people need to see that. They need to witness that. They need to see there's people willing to fight. They need to see there's people that won't back down. They need to see that the fight is still on, and then they join. All right, let's take a quick call from Tony in Texas to close us out. Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, Owen, all day long I've been hearing about the Secretary of State of Texas saying it's all the illegals should be able to vote here in Texas. Well, not one person has mentioned who his boss is. His boss is the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, the Republican governor. He appointed him to that position, and the Texas Senate approved that position, which they're all Republican. You know, it seems like that's a pattern here in Texas where all the government agencies are ran by a bunch of far-left nut jobs, and Greg Abbott is appointing them positions.
Yeah, well, and somehow we can't even get rid of Dade Phelan either. In that process, luckily we were able to save Ken Paxton. And by the way, the same attorney that did that, Busby, I think he's got a couple clients now that are Diddy plaintiffs in that case. All right, Tony, thanks for the call. I mean, when they appointed this guy, they might not have known he was going to do that, but that's beside the point. It needs to be stopped.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show